Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 13. To be with Him in my hospitality. Indians generally are known for their hospitality. I remember as a college student, along with my friend, we went to work during our holidays for a research firm. We went to do a survey in a village near Coimbatore, and we ended up in a field talking to a stranger, and it was almost noontime. The man asked us if we could join him for lunch, as I wanted him to still answer some of my queries, and so we accompanied him. With no introduction to him earlier, and just meeting him in his field, I was surprised that this man was offering us a meal. An unforgettable meal and an unforgettable experience. This aspect of hospitality was an important virtue followed by many people in the scriptures, and in some cases, people had unknowingly entertained angels, as in the case of Samson's parents in Judges chapter 13. Christian homes were known for their hospitality, which was one of the ways in which the early church grew. In Hebrews chapter 13 verses 1 and 2 we read, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." This is an instruction for a believing person, as it is the way God works out His plan and shows His love to many people. When we claim to be with Him, and if we ignore those whom the Lord wants us to entertain and show hospitality to, we will miss out on showing God's love to those in need and may also miss out on the blessings that are due to us. Never would have Rahab the prostitute in her wildest dreams imagined that by entertaining her guests and by giving them the needed refuge, she would be considered as an important link in the lineage of the Messiah. I am sure her hospitality to strangers changed her whole destiny. She is even listed by the writer of the Hebrews in Hebrews 11:33 as one of the faith warriors because she did something significant to facilitate the fulfillment of God's promise to His children, Israel. To top it all, Jesus shared this as an important aspect to be considered during His judgment. He said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Matthew 25, 35 and 36. Jesus places Himself in the place of the hungry, thirsty and the naked. How much do we realize that this aspect of caring and hospitality has such deep connections to our life with Christ in eternity? Have we been sensitive to this need of others? Have we sometimes taken some risks to entertain others like Rahab did, or are we trying to be too careful to protect ourselves and keep people away from coming to our doors? Let us rethink on this aspect, as we may be entertaining angels, and sometimes it may be the Lord who Himself is at our door. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I never realized that hospitality played such a major role in being your disciple. Help me to be with you in discerning and showing the needed hospitality so that I will not be judged by my attitude, but instead that you will be honored in all my decisions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.